Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, all the news that's fit to install.
Fit to pad, baby.
Yeah.
Plus some more evidence. We're going to see bigger iPads, blogging on the go, and I'm ready to joust, are you, sir?
I think so. All that and crosswords.
I love crosswords.
I do too.
Love
iPad
them.
Today. Yay!
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code iPadToday when you check out. Willkommen, bienvenue, iPad.
Today, oi.
Oi?
iPad, oi.
iPad, oi.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the lovely Sarah Lane.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't feel that lovely today. I got too much sun over the weekend.
But I like that. It's not good for you.
I like looking tan.
Right.
But I know there's always shame that accompanies it.
No,
because
shame.
I know that I gave myself another wrinkle.
And skin cancer.
And possibly that too.
George Hamilton always said, and he's, of course, a professional tanner.
Sure.
That the tan is the best makeup, especially for men who don't want to wear makeup. So he would just stay tanned
sure.
while he was in his movies.
Yeah.
But he was a little dark. He was very dark.
Are we talking about him in the past tense because he's dead?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. He just doesn't do a lot of movies anymore.
Probably.
I mean, he's a real tan man. I mean, he's giving John Boehner a run for his money.
Yeah. I don't know what. No, see, I don't think Boehner's in the sun.
That's
I think that's
spray.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's why it's a little orangey. But you and I both have, because we've had such wonderful weather in Northern California the last few weeks, we've got a little sun. It's good. It's not
it's
a bad
It's hot outside
thing.
Right now.
Beautiful day. Anyway, yeah. Welcome to iPad Today. I'm Leo Laporte. This
I'm
is
Sarah.
A show where we show you. I already mentioned your name. I said your name, but nobody said my name, so I decided I better do it myself.
People are like, who is that man?
There's a strange, good-looking guy, but
he doesn't say who he is, no one would know.
Could it be Cary Grant?
A mysterious, handsome person.
Perhaps George Clooney has arrived. But no, it's just me, Leo Laporte. And this is the show where we talk about the iPad.
We do.
And all the neat stuff you can do with it.
So last week, we did our show a day later than usual because we were accommodating WWDC, which the keynote, which happens on the first day of the entire week. It's a developers conference. So when we did the show last, we were sort of all abuzz about iOS 8 and what's going to be possible, and, you know, now the sort of reality sets in that none of this is really going to happen for a few months. And I've got developer friends who have already said, don't install iOS 8. Just don't even bother because there's so many bugs to squash already.
Yeah.
So
well, that's normal.
Yeah.
It's an early version. But it is kind of the post, you know, keynote letdown that we all get. Where in the keynote, it all sounds so cool and exciting, and then the reality distortion field dissolves and you're in the real world. And I said that last week. You know, we got to wait and see if they actually deliver, how much they deliver on this.
Yeah.
I'm still excited. In fact, I will go on record here. You know, I always get the new iPhone. But of the last couple of years, I was a huge iPhone fan. But in the last couple of years, I've chosen Android.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go on record here. If the new iPhone lives up to the promise of iOS 8, if it does have a bigger screen, as rumored, I may be switching back to the iPhone. I'm ready to do that, especially fingerprint ID and all that. But now, we'll talk about it a little later. There may be some changes to the iPad too.
That's true,
and that's interesting as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, let's change it up, right? I love the iPad, but I like that. That's the fun thing about Apple's. Every time they do something new, I'm like, yay! Now I got a lot to talk about for my job.
new shinies.
Thanks, Tim Cook.
So today we talk news.
Yeah.
The iPad is a great consumption device. I know everybody, whenever I say that, says, oh, but I can create with it. Of course you can. But I think most of the time, most of what people do is they read, they watch video, they mm-hmm. play games. Mm-hmm. It's designed not to create content, but to absorb content. And frankly, it has become my newspaper. In the morning when I get up and I'm having breakfast, Instead of reading a paper, I read the iPad.
That's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same way with me. I also, I've got my, well, it depends on, you know, how late I'm going to sleep, but in a perfect world, I'm in bed and I'm, you know, got my iPad fully charged and I'm just reading stuff for about an hour before I actually turn off the lights and go to sleep.
And we, of course, we have to do this for work, so we're always checking tech news and stuff.
Exactly.
What do you use? What are your, I'm really curious what you use.
Well, you know what's interesting is I decided maybe we should talk about Pocket, because Pocket, if you're not familiar with it, was, it kind of came on the scene as the rival to Instapaper. And a lot of people were sort of saying like, okay, so it's just an Instapaper clone. Well, Instapaper has gone through a few different
owners.
Reincarnations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's currently living with the BetaBeat folks.
Same people who bought Dig.
Uh-huh, yes. And so it hasn't gone anywhere, but yeah, it's sort of a different product. What Pocket does, and what I'm in the process of doing, because I decided to use another account, I wanted to start from scratch.
We should mention, by the way, Pocket used to be Read It Later, right? That was the old name of this?
Yes.
So you may be familiar with the earlier incarnation.
Exactly.
This.
And what I think there were a few different reasons why they changed it. First of all, Read It Later implies that it's just text, just something that you're reading. Pocket is actually very good for...
It could be podcasts, which is cool.
Yeah,
you can listen
videos,
to audio.
All
yeah.
sorts of stuff. Yeah. So here's the way that it works. What I've already done is, as you could see, really quickly, when I'm back in Pocket, it's sort of saying, hey, here's how you add Pocket to a variety of apps. That's sort of the beauty of this. The beauty is you are saving things, you're bookmarking things to come back to when it's more convenient. Because as we all know, sometimes you sort of get down these rabbit holes on iPads or online or whatever, and you go like, I want to save all this stuff, but I just don't have time for it right now. Tweetbot is my Twitter client of choice. Now, in the Read Later section of my Tweetbot settings, I have all these options. Do you want to save stories to read later to, you know, Pinboard, to Instapaper, to Pocket, to Readability? Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these other Save It for Later apps, but in the interest of showing you how Pocket works, I say Pocket and it says okay.
I always use Pocket.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I used Instapaper when Marco wrote it,
yeah,
and it was great, and it was a revelation. Safari kind of does this. You have the capability in Safari, but Pocket's the best, I think, right now.
So if I say, all right, there's
so you're
something
save
that
this
Scott
article.
Beal over at Laughing Squid wants, yeah. I just don't have time for that, but I do really like the stuff that he shares, go ahead and send to Pocket. Now, that just appears because I have chosen Pocket again as my Read It Later service of choice.
Okay. Many apps will do this, not just
yes.
Tweetbot. A lot of them.
Yes, yes. And in fact, when you first install Pocket, it goes through quite a tutorial for how you would save
now look at that.
To a variety of services.
Already behind you, behind that screen, there's your Laughing Squid
there
article.
It is.
And not the tweet, but the actual article that it linked to.
Exactly. But you do see, originally, this is where you saved it from.
Right. There's the Twitter.
Yeah,
the tweet,
and it gives you a little, and that was on Twitter, and you go, okay, cool. So that's...
It also, it's nice, it gives you an interface to Twitter, so you could still, from there, retweet or favorite.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that.
So
that's great.
It's almost like a service that... It's almost like you're unzipping something because
right.
now you've got all the context. What's cool about Pocket, and we have talked about Pocket, though not that recently, is there's something new. There is now something called Pocket Premium. Did not used to exist. And
oh.
I thought, oh gosh, what is Pocket Premium? This is kind of interesting. $5 per month or $45 per year for something called a permanent library. That means... Let's say you save something. Let's say I've saved this article. It was originally shared to Laughing Squid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that article goes away, you know, the permalink's broken or it gets pulled down, what Pocket is doing is, you know, pinging that original place. So you don't want to get, you know, maybe this is the best article I ever read and I thought it would be in Pocket forever, but oh no, all of a sudden it doesn't go anywhere. What Pocket is doing is almost creating your own internet archive. So when you save something here, it's actually saving a local copy. So that's what permanent library is. They talk about powerful search, meaning that you can search by tags or topics or you know, authors or that sort of thing, if you're just one of those people who likes to be organized. And then suggested tags, which is Pocket. I guess the point of that is they're trying to help you be more organized.
Not
exactly sure
luck.
Why you pay for that.
Yeah.
But I think really it's all about the permanent library. And that is, again, for anybody who gets frustrated by saving something, and then as the internet changes and links don't always go back to where they used to go back to, you never actually lose anything. So
Pinboard will do that as well if you pay for it, and I do pay for Pinboard. But I just like Pocket. You know, Pocket is kind of aspirational for me. The idea of Pocket is that I'll read this someday. And do you find that you always read your stuff? I mean, I can see a lot of stuff in here that I've saved in Pocket and really never read. But at least you feel like, well, I have it. I can always go back and read it. And it's nicely presented, I got to say. I mean, it's for instance, every time there's a new version of OS X, John Siracusa writes, you know, a 20,000-word article, which I never have time to read. So I always save it in Pocket. Do I ever read it? You know, rarely. But I've got it, and that's the...
The nice thing about Pocket, and, you know, we were talking about this during the keynote last week because we were all talking about how, especially when you're sort of a power user and especially when you have to read so much tech news for your job, I have tab problems. Like I can't close tabs because I'm like, if the tab's open, then I don't actually really lose anything that I'm supposed to know about. Well, I'm not always reading everything on those tabs, and then it gets messy. Pocket is the perfect way. You have to change your workflow a little bit, but the perfect way to say, I'll get back to this when I get back to it. It doesn't have really a calendar functionality, so it's not this exactly the same thing as a reminder. It's just sort of a passive, like, I will get to these articles. But you kind of have that feeling of, well, I know it's not going
anywhere.
I want to
read this. I'm not going to read it right now. I've saved it.
Yeah.
And some night when I'm lying in bed and I don't have a book, or I could read my... Or now, let me ask you this, because I don't know. Can I take this on an airplane? Does it have to be connected? Or can I take all this and have it saved here and read it? Because that would be a great use to say, well, I'm going to be on a long airplane trip. Let me start pocketing.
Oh, no, yeah, no, no,
you
no.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can do...
Once it's saved. If you were to, like I was mentioning, they've got this premium thing so that you've basically saved a local copy. But if there was some change that was made to the originating article, obviously you're not going to get
the update
while you're in the air,
right,
unless you've got Wi-Fi. But yeah, no, it's offline reading. I mean, that's part of the fun.
And as you mentioned, it saves audio and video. I mean, here's a YouTube video that I've pocketed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I wrote an if this then that script where if I favorite a YouTube video, it automatically saves it to Pocket. So I can be on YouTube saying, I'm gonna watch this someday, but not right now. And it will save it to Pocket when I favorite it. And that's really handy, too, because this becomes not just a compendium of articles, but of also video, audio, multimedia as well.
And that's, when Instapaper sort of revolutionized the idea of intelligently saving stuff for later. It really did start as just articles.
Right.
And, you know, Instapaper, read it later. But obviously, that is just one type of the content that we, as iPad users, consume all the time. It's a really nice app. I mean, there's a lot to it, even if you're not going to pay for the premium version. I decided not to because I was like, I don't know if I have that need that justifies $5 a month, but you might, or it might be something that you do for work. So it's worth looking at. And as Leo mentioned, you've got articles, you've got videos, you've got images. Those can be broken out into their own categories here on the left-hand side, and you know, a variety of other settings as well. It's just a nice app, and I.
Pocket.
Everybody should have it. It's free. It has replaced Instapaper for me, I have to say.
If you're a college boy, a frat boy.
Oh. Well, I'm not, but...
If you were, you would read The Chive. The Chive is a repository of funny articles, popular articles, sometimes a little sexy, you know, like college boys like it. But it's a collection of links on the internet. I wonder if the name The Chive is a takeoff on The Onion.
Because The Onion is a satire.
Yeah, these are collected articles from other places. And yes, there is some sexy stuff in there. It's kind of GQ-level sexy, but The Chive has a great little iPad app that lets you do this offline. It's kind of like Reddit or somewhere where you just kind of crazy stuff if you want to keep up on crazy things. We were looking earlier at Amazing Soccer Shots by Remy Gaillard. So that video's there. It is free, but it's ad-supported. You see, these kind of bother me, but not the end of the world that you got ads. Celebrities you may not know have known were once homeless. The weirdest stuff we've ever sent into space. Just stuff like that, right? Can I get rid of that? Yeah. I haven't logged in yet.
He said, log in.
Here's a woman who looks just like the Frozen girl.
Okay.
You know, a little sexy, but not, you know, not porno. I mean, I'm just saying it's kind of GQ level or,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
So these are fun. This is kind of like my son would like these. Here's a collection of funny pictures and videos. So if you like collecting that kind of stuff, the Chive, this is the lighter side of the news, and I like that. Hey, we should mention, I was talking about Remy Gaillard, that World Cup is coming up. So you're going to probably want to keep track of the World Cup. This is the official FIFA application, the Soccer Association, Football Association. And this is going to be great for you to have on your iPad if you want to keep up, because, of course, you'll see scores. It hasn't started yet. You'll see the teams, and you favorite your team. You can have several favorites, which is nice. Here's the groups and their standings. No games have been played yet. U.S. is in the G group. Starts on Thursday. We'll be playing Ghana. But this is nice, and this is the reason I think you might want to put this on your iPad. Look in the settings, and look at the alert settings, and you can set alerts for everything. Results when the game is over, but also match alerts. You can get lineups. You can get the alert. The kickoff has happened. The goals have happened. When there's a red card, you get the score at halftime. You can find out who the man of the match is, team-related news, and then, of course, subscribe to teams. And this is nice because a lot of these apps won't let you subscribe to more than one team. But if you want to follow the U.S. and, let's say, you've got family in Bosnia-Herzegovina, you could follow them both. So every team that's in the World Cup, you can subscribe to, and you can follow them and keep track of their results.
I feel like these, an app for the World Cup, is not unlike the Olympics, where you're sort of like, I want to pay attention, but it's kind of complicated.
It is, it's all over Brazil.
And yeah, it's like, what group is the USA in? Well, I don't even know offhand.
Yeah.
I just want to know when they're playing. So this is a great way, especially with push notifications, to be not just on top of who's playing who, but be reminded when it's happening.
It's free. It's ad-supported, and as is the World Cup. My God, if you thought the Olympics had a lot of official sponsors, Cup goes crazy.
They are...
But you can at least see your schedule.
Shamelessly sponsored.
And it's nice to know ahead of time.
I don't think the U.S. even plays for like a week.
No,
right?
I think, in fact, when's our first match? I know it's against Ghana. There it is. U.S. Ghana is on Monday, June 16th. During the show, actually. So unfortunate.
Maybe we could just live stream it. You and I have sat here.
Do you remember us watching
baseball?
The Giants get into the playoffs?
We're like an hour late for the show.
Yeah. We couldn't show the game, so you just see us going, ha!
Right.
It was fun. Did you see the game Saturday night? Okay, never mind.
What game?
Giants game.
Oh,
very
no,
exciting.
I didn't. I was not...
Beat the Mets in the ninth.
I was not... No, I heard about it, but I was not able to watch it. I always know when something's been really good because my mom starts going crazy on Facebook and just, like, yelling people's names in all caps, and I'm like, must be a good Giants name.
Yeah, when you see Panda,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Something's happened.
Yeah. All right, so I guess...
By the way, that does not have the actual games in it. You can download the ESPN app, and if you are allowed by your cable company to put ESPN... video on your iPad. Some cable companies allow it, some don't. But if you subscribe to ESPN, download the app, and you can then see games right on there on your
there
iPad.
There is a Apple TV ESPN app that works nicely as well.
Mm-hmm. On my Xbox One, there's a FIFA app that sits on the side, and you can see all the stats while you're watching the game. I've got that all set up. I'm ready for the World Cup.
I'm ready.
I can't wait.
I am so ready.
I'm so excited.
Well, and it's not going to be that weird of times because they're not so far ahead of
us. Seems like there's a lot of games in midnight.
Where was it? It was I know last one was South Africa, but the one before was in Seoul. Is that right?
Yeah.
And like I was getting up at 2 a.m. to watch matches. It was fun and everything.
You know, let's put people in the mood. Get your Vuvuzela app. I think this was a South African thing.
Yes.
But just to get you in the mood. Ready?
Yeah.
It'll bring back some horrible memories right there.
I have to stop smoking so much. Might be better.
Were you doing circular breathing? That was impressive.
I don't know. I just felt like I ran out of lung capacity.
These are, by the way, thanks to the fans. I had three of them that were all brought back from South Africa. This is
it's the real deal.
Most beautiful one. This is beaded.
Well, they're, you know, you'd think it's not like rocket science here. You got some plastic.
No, but they were in the game.
Oh.
These were in the World Cup games in South Africa. These were brought back from South Africa.
I think that's the only place they sell them.
Maybe.
Where'd you get a Vuvuzela anywhere else in the world? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Nobody else seems to like them very much. I think that it would be remiss of us not to talk about Dig, which is...
Oh, yeah.
It's a great news app.
Love it.
Dig, of course, has changed very dramatically from the version of Dig that Kevin Rose used to run. But it is still a great place to surface news. And I found that it's a little bit of a mixture of just general news and stuff that you would be interested in, stuff that you've saved for later. Of course, you can sign in, you got an account. And
this is like Feedly a little bit. It's like a news reader.
Yes.
But Dig is, as always, chosen by the readers.
Right.
I think they've done a better job. There doesn't seem to be the gaming.
Holy
that
crap.
Used to happen.
Paris Locks of Love bridge partially collapses.
What? That's the bridge with the locks on it?
Yeah, the bridge with locks on it partially collapses.
Oh, no.
It's the Desert Bridge.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I'm sure they'll fix it.
That's a lot of broken hearts.
Yeah, do you think it's...
Okay, here's one problem with it. It's got a big ad in the middle.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I don't actually remember it being so big and awful. But
that's the new thing. Even Flipboard does that now with a full-page ad as you're reading the article. I understand. They need to monetize.
It happens. All right, so we got this from Mother Jones.
Now we know how many women get groped by men in public. Did you pick that for a reason?
No. No. No, actually, that was not intentional.
I was that one time, and you're never going to let me forget that. Never going to. Stop telling women. I hate that.
That I hate. Yeah. I hate it so much.
Smile, sweetie.
Yeah.
You know? You look a lot prettier if you just smiled once in a while.
If I know Boom. Violence isn't the answer, but
I learned that as a young man. You never ever do that.
If somebody tells me to smile, I'm like, I will rip your face off.
Yeah, it's not. It does. It has the opposite effect.
Opposite effect.
If you're looking for a smile, don't tell people to smile.
Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, so this is an article.
And for me, and for men, that's for women. Don't tell women to smile. For men, it's don't ever tell us get your hands off me, you filthy ape.
You don't like to hear
don't
that.
Don't like to hear that.
Yeah, no, because it's like, what are you insinuating about me right now by saying that?
I'm sorry.
You just deal with it.
It was just a joke.
Just a joke. Anyway, you've got a variety of ways that you can save this. You know what's kind of weird is how add to reading list is like on, like I don't really understand that. Ooh, Leo,
That's kind of Safari.
Just found you. Yeah, that's for Safari.
Yeah.
We actually had a question on i5 last week from someone saying, what's the reading list? Apple has not done a great job of that. I mean, if you watch a keynote, sure, you know that is baked into iOS, but it's a really great feature that is highly underutilized because nobody really understands it.
Can you take that article down, please?
Sorry.
I'm taking it personally.
It's
I know
not
I shouldn't.
You. It was just on the top of the page.
A couple of
slack off at work and not get caught. That's a little bit more.
Much more
apropos.
Appropriate. Yeah.
Right. This is a life hacker thing.
You do know I'm the boss, right?
Yes.
Okay, just to...
Well, I'm not going to get caught. It's fine.
Keep the boss off your tail.
Why slacking off is necessary.
Yeah.
Keep the boss off your tail. So, yeah, you've got some...
Again, not the best choice articles for me, personally.
It's not happening because of... It's just what they want me to look at.
Dig apparently is run by a lot of slackers who...
I think that as much as Dig... is
what does that say? Make your own.
Whoa! God,
let me give us some.
You know what, Dig?
Take Dig down.
I'm breaking up with you. Like they've got something for everyone.
Let me give some honorable. We're done, but some honorable mentions. Of course, we didn't mention Flipboard, but you and I both love and still use Flipboard all the time.
Love it.
And there is a whole new category. The New York Times and Yahoo both are doing apps. They're iPhone apps, but you can run them just fine on the iPad. That are designed to give you news in a different way, quick reads. This is the Yahoo News Digest, and you see they've just added international news as well as United States news. This is the gamification of news, and we've talked about this a little bit before. But today they give you a new digest in the morning and the night, and it's always 9 articles. You can just look at the headlines, okay? If you want to drill down, you can. Crazy Pants, former host Neil Patrick Harris takes home a Tony, and then you can see pictures and drill down more and more and more. This is based on Sumly, which was there's even video there, which is the application that Yahoo bought from that 17-year-old some time ago.
Yep.
But as you get through each article, you get you get points for having read the articles. And at the bottom, it shows you how many you've read as if it's a game. I think it's kind of interesting. You can't really customize these too much.
I would love to know. You know, I would love to get the data on how much they feel like people are reading more articles because they're you know, there is that game aspect. Like,
absolutely.
They haven't won. They don't know enough about the world until they read all nine.
Well, and I think...
Because I don't really like that,
it's
personally.
Kind of how we consume news. I was going to show you the New York Times Now app, which is a similar idea where they realized, oh, people aren't reading the whole New York Times, so let's give them... Again, you know, your lunchtime read quick. They don't gamify it, but it's the same thing where it's headlines and you can drill down if you want to. But I guess the idea is people just want a quick hit of news. We didn't get to a chat room recommendation. I wanted to thank our chat room for recommending News Republic. This is a much more powerful, customizable newspaper for you that is, I think, very interesting. I haven't used it for very long, so I am not an expert in it. But it does look like it's a pretty good choice for somebody who wants to get a newspaper, a dig style newspaper created for them.
News Republic?
Yeah, they have here's a tag cluster. So I'm in the FIFA World Cup area, but I can look at the tag cluster and say, oh yeah, let's see, people are talking about São Paulo, and I can go to that news. You can customize it to the topics you're interested in. This, I think, is what we started talking about, how instead of reading the paper, we read the iPad. This is kind of the analog. This is the newspaper on the iPad. It's called News Republic. It is free. Another interesting choice, and I thank the chat room for recommending that. I'm going to keep it on here and play with it because I think it might be a good choice. Oh, wait a minute, Game of Thrones. Let's see here. I have to see what.
No spoilers.
So this is good.
It was just some silly story about it.
It's not being canceled.
Who's going to believe that?
Nobody's going to believe that. Everybody's watching the dang thing.
I mean, didn't it get renewed for like three more seasons already?
100 seasons, yeah.
I want it to be renewed for the rest of my life.
As long as George R. R. Martin writes books, they will continue to do Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because it's so popular.
This has the ads built into it, but just as the newspaper does, I don't find that annoying. If we read within the topic... you can see, you can browse within the topic different articles, and there are ads up there again like that. But I think this is kind of a neat way to read. I'm looking forward to trying it. I want to thank the chat room for recommending it. Called News Republic. So there's a lot of...
There's a ton.
I threw in a couple extras there.
There's
Sorry
a ton.
About that.
No, it's. Yeah. I'm glad.
Feedly, we mentioned that. That's another one we use.
Yep.
That's kind of replaced Google Reader for me.
Mm-hmm. It works the same way.
Yep. There you go.
There's so much news. I don't know. All the news that you want. That's the beauty of it. It's funny. The other day, I have these neighbors. They live right across from me on my floor. And they're a little bit older. Really nice couple. And I saw them in the hallway of our building. And they said, did you see the front page of the New York Times today? And I was like... Let me get my iPhone out.
Yeah. But the New York Times does have a version. If you subscribe to the New York Times paper edition, I guess you could pay for the digital
edition.
You can
see the exact replica.
They have online the exact paper.
Because, things go on page one for a reason. That's something that's carefully crafted by the people who work at the New York Times. But it was just sort of a funny conversation because they were sort of like, no, it's the Sunday edition.
Oh, yeah,
they said, no, I've got that.
Yeah. It's right here on my iPad.
I get that. Yeah, on my iPad.
Right here.
I just don't. You know, even for nostalgia purposes, I don't. The whole paper thing is just like, it's messy. I got to take it to recycling. I don't want it anymore.
I fought this, and I've given in.
Yeah.
I used to love getting the Sunday Times. Of course, I work Sunday, so that takes some of the fun out of it. But
sure.
I love the idea of going to brunch, lying in bed a little later on Sunday, reading the New York Times, the Sunday Magazine, all that stuff. Doing the crossword puzzle.
That too.
All of that has been replaced by the iPad.
Yeah. You don't lose anything. It's just more concise.
Yeah. And no paper.
And less waste. Less garbage.
Hey, speaking of garbage.
What?
Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Do your thing and then I'm going to tell people what to do with their waste.
Oh, good. I was just going to remind all of you that if you are not watching us live, we do record the show Mondays at noon. That's Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1900 UTC. Got it. And if you would like to go over anything that we've talked about, you're looking for maybe a link that we mentioned, any of that good stuff, twit.tv/IPT. And last week was fun. You know, by the way, it was our 200th show last week. And
We
didn't say anything. We said nothing.
Wow.
I think it was like we were so excited about the, iOS 8 coming out, and there were so many things to talk about that we didn't even celebrate.
200th show, that's
amazing.
This is
our 200th and 201st.
I feel like
show.
We're starting to settle in. We're starting to settle in.
I think yeah,
getting comfortable.
We're starting to feel like maybe we know what the show is.
I don't know if that's. I wouldn't go that far.
Actually, maybe less than ever. 4 years in, and it's mutated in a weird way.
Somebody in the chat room mentioned the Wall Street Journal. They also have a great app on the iPad. We used to get the paper Wall Street Journal, and we stopped because the iPad app is so fabulous. So I think nowadays, if you want to read news, the iPad is such a great resource. If you want to save the environment, Gazelle is a great resource. You know, these gadgets that we love so very much, they do accumulate. And if you are like us and you're always looking at the new thing, you want to know about Gazelle.com, a great place to go to sell your old gadgets. You've got cash, like probably more than you realize, sitting in your drawers, your closets, under the bed. Where do you store your old gadgets? Well, the best place is Gazelle.com. Go there right now. You can get a quote good for 30 days on any of your gadgets, your iPhones, your iPads, your Apple computers, tablets from Samsung. I know you wouldn't bother to buy a Surface, but if you did, from Acer. And I mean, just it's really great because if you go there, you'll immediately get a quote. They lock it in for 30 days. That means you have 30 days to decide. So you're not committing to anything. But I do recommend doing it as quickly as you can because, of course, your gadget is getting less valuable day by day. No gadget gains in value over time. So get those quotes. We know there'll be a new iPhone and iPad. We don't know how soon, but get the quote now. Once you decide, yeah, I'm ready, and you've got everything, scour the drawers, the cupboards, get everything out of there. Look at that, $215 for my old iPhone. Not even a 5S, a 5. That's a good deal. That means you can buy the iPhone 5S and have $15 to spend on a case. They'll pay the shipping on anything worth more than a buck. What happens is they send you a box with a mailing label on it. You pile the stuff in. They turn it around fast. Their experts will review the device. If your data is still on it, they'll delete it for you. I recommend always deleting data before you sell anything. But if you forget, don't worry. They'll take care of that. And then they'll pay you with a check. You can get a PayPal credit or an Amazon gift card. In fact, the Amazon gift card's a good idea because they get a 5% bump on that. So your gadget's worth even more.
And, you know, you pretty much get anything you want at Amazon. So
yeah, if you buy stuff at Amazon, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
1.5 million trade-ins. 9 out of 10 Gazelle customers had an excellent experience. They have paid more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. You could be one of them. Gazelle.com. Go there. Get your quotes. And then sell your stuff. It's worth a lot of money at gazelle.com.
So we didn't really talk about this in detail last week, but it was something that Andy Anatko, who obviously is one of the hosts of MacBreak Weekly and was at the keynote before they did MacBreak Weekly, he said, you know, Xcode 6 now allows developers to make apps for resizable iPhones and iPads. Why?
Why would you do that?
There must be
other
sizes of iPads and iPhones coming. Now, Apple hasn't said anything explicitly about that. Mac Rumors has a little screenshot of what it looks like in these settings that as a developer you can access. But it would make sense that
resizable.
Yeah,
iPhone.
I mean, because you got the Retina, you got the Air, you got the. I guess you. You don't have a mini on there, but the mini you don't have to design differently for.
It doesn't. I got to point out that it doesn't mean they're definitely going to do it.
No,
it
doesn't mean anything.
It would be prudent to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a strong indicator they're at least considering it. And we know they're considering a resizable iPhone or a new iPhone that would be probably 4.7 inches. And one of the problems up to now, and it's one of the things Apple has trumpeted it as a good thing, is there have been very limited sizes and resolutions to iPhone screens. It's a problem for Android developers. In fact, Android developers have had this capability for years because you don't know what resolution the screen you're going to be on is. It could be there's a huge variety, but not in the Apple world. In fact, they even took great pains when they released, for instance, the iPad mini with Retina display, make that the same resolution as the big iPad. So from a developer's point of view, it works the same on both devices, even though one screen is a little bit smaller. But now you could have some other resolution. And I find that very intriguing. It does. You've been saying that they're going to do a iPad Pro for some time. How big, though?
I mean, I don't know.
It's just something you want.
It's not, Now, you have made, for some reason, you want this so badly to be my story that I want this huge iPad.
You don't?
No. I just thought maybe
you think
there
it will happen,
would
though.
Be one.
Yeah. The only reason I say that is I don't understand why you would want it.
The whole reason that I even came up with that whole idea is because it seems as though Apple wants to replicate how it deals with MacBooks. You've got the MacBook Air, you've got the MacBook Pro,
right.
You've got sort of varying professional and intensive type things that you can do with a different laptop, and you buy the one that's right for you. And there are different sizes. I've got a 17-inch MacBook, which turns out pretty big.
Too big, probably.
But if you were using it as your primary editing station, which it
that.
Would it,
that was
it,
the point.
It, yeah, I mean, it can right. handle that. Then yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
That's what I think
is happening with the iPad.
The Surface Pro 3 might be telling because Microsoft, not only did they go away from the 16:9 ratio, the widescreen ratio, but to the same, roughly the same, not exactly the same, ratio as the screen ratio as the iPad, which is iPad's 4:3, the Surface Pro 3 is 3:2. But they also went bigger. I think, 12.7 inches, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly Microsoft think there's a demand, especially in the professional market that's running a full version of Windows, for a somewhat larger screen. Maybe there is. I don't know. I, you know what? If Apple made it, it would sell. We know that. People would buy it.
Sure.
But remember, I'm the guy who uses the Retina, the Mini Retina. I love the Mini.
I think that there is there's the whole enterprise thing, and I know Apple takes that really seriously with the iPad because there are a lot of companies that have figured out, oh, this is a great way for employees to have kind of their computer on the go, so that probably has some weight in providing something that's larger. But also, I have a lot of friends who say, you know, I love my iPad, but I don't really travel ever,
right?
So it's not like I'm carrying it around. I don't need an iPad messenger bag or whatever.
So they want a bigger one.
I'm not saying just because you don't travel a lot means you want a bigger iPad, but I think for me, I've never thought that this is too big. You know, the Mini is fine, but I just prefer the Air. There's just more real estate. I can see more. I think there would be other people who say, yeah, I want something yet bigger because I'm just on my couch and I can hold it.
I got some life insurance recently. You know, the company sends out a nurse to take your blood pressure and weigh you and stuff. And so she came to the house to do all that. She pulls out an iPad with one of those Belkin keyboards. Mm. And that's what they're using. She said, yeah, the company issues me an iPad. In fact, they just did it. Not a laptop. And, you know, you could get a laptop that size with a real keyboard at the same price. It's not like they're saving money.
Right.
But I guess they felt like it'd be easier for the nurses to learn how to use it. It would do just what they wanted it to do and no more. So I think maybe there is even a market for a larger iPad to be used in kind of a more professional setting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, I was going to talk about this new app from Facebook called Slingshot. Have you heard
what?
Of it?
Is it out?
Well, here's the weird thing.
I want it.
I don't even know what it is. It's basically their Snapchat competitor, Take Two.
But didn't they do three. Poke?
Yeah, and that's dead.
They pulled it.
Yeah, nobody wanted it. Facebook, it's called Slingshot.
Oh, I get it, because you slingshot your...
Because you sling in, yeah. And then there's sling back. It's kind of interesting because it officially launched today in certain markets. Now, it says iPad only. I'm going to assume that they're going iPhone first just because that's what they do. Yeah,
remember, Mark Zuckerberg famously said the iPad is not a mobile device.
Yeah.
And I don't see it either.
He said a lot of things that he doesn't necessarily believe anymore.
He regrets deeply.
Right.
Yes.
But this
so I haven't got it.
Yeah, this story, it's weird. I guess it was live, and then Facebook pulled it, and there's no real reason that the company's giving to anybody. So I don't know, just something to think about, look for in the next couple days or so. Maybe there's not much to it, but yeah, you know, Facebook they're gonna fail again. It's like with this specific app, I mean, no one's gonna use
Facebook.
Teenagers
don't trust Facebook
rather than Snapchat.
They know that they worry that Facebook's saving that information, that it's not fully private.
Right.
Teenagers aren't stupid, and they're just never gonna trust Facebook for an app that is supposed to be about data disappearing. Even though we know Snapchat, in fact, also saves the data.
Yeah.
But teenagers aren't gonna trust it. You know, the interesting thing is that Facebook announced at F8. And I think this is starting to see this, that they really don't see themselves as the monolithic Facebook platform. They want to be different apps for all different uses.
Mm-hmm.
And they've separated the Messenger out. It makes sense they would separate out Slingshot. I wouldn't be surprised if they have, well, they have the, what was it called, wallpaper app. What's it called? The paper.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they separated out the news feed all by itself. You had a Facebook news app. Just they don't mind the idea that it's all different apps. They don't mind that. And they apparently they think that users prefer it because it's easier to understand an app that does one thing and
you
one thing
you kind of compartmentalize
well.
Your stuff. Yeah, that's right. Why Facebook is overwhelming, because it's like there's the news feed, but then if I'm talking to somebody on a back channel using Facebook Messenger, that just has absolutely nothing to do with the news feed. They're not even connected. That's, it almost is two different things.
Yeah.
Speaking of two different things, so we've got a regular old headphone jack, right? And the iPad, I've got, this is because we sometimes get audio out of our iPads. Well, in a future iOS update, Apple has changed, well, it actually has introduced some new specs for headphones that would make use of the Lightning cable. Now, you heard about this, right?
Yeah.
So this is apparently arriving in a future iOS update. It's not something that is available now. Call me crazy, but why do we need this? Is it because if you were using noise-canceling headphones, then you would want to draw power from the... Why?
Well, I have an opinion.
Okay.
This is pundits trying to figure out what the hell Apple was thinking when they bought Beats. And the only thing that... This is a made-up story. There's no evidence that Apple's going to do this. This is pundits going... I don't understand why they could possibly want with Beats. Oh, I know. They're going to make a Beats headphone with a Thunderbolt port. I don't buy it. The nice thing about the earphone jack, it's universal. You can use any headphone you want.
That's right.
And if you start using a proprietary port, now, certainly Apple, it's not beyond Apple to do that, but they've never done that with audio, ever, on any of their things. If you start using a proprietary port, then that means you have to buy the headphones from them.
Well, but that's, I mean, if they gave you two different jacks, then, or, you know,
maybe they could have a better headphone experience.
Yeah, then
it's not, though. You're just passing audio data out through that port. It just maybe simplifies the, I don't know what the point is.
I would think that if you had some sort of rechargeable noise-canceling headphone.
Take power out of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, what else would there be a point of?
I don't want to drain my iPad battery so my headphones work.
No, I know. And also, what if your iPad's run out of batteries and you're using you're like, well, now I've got these headphones and now I can't plug it in while I'm using the headphones. Sounds weird. All right, so fine. You heard it here.
You're also hearing some drum beats about Beats. You know, the latest is a company called Privco, which is a financial analyst company, said that Beats was actually on the rocks and Apple bailed them out. That Beats, originally, the Beats business was merely licensing headphones from Monster, rebranding them. It was all about marketing and brand appeal, but the headphones weren't even made by Beats. In 2011, they took headphone manufacturing in-house, and the margins went from very high to almost nothing. The development, the design, and the sales of the headphones ended up eating all of that profit margin. Beats had taken out a couple of loans, including a $500 million loan last year, to keep the company going. Unfortunately, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine took most of that money. They each took $205 million out of the $500 million loan. So they've been pulling money out of Beats. The Privco story basically says Beats was distressed, was out of money. Apple came in as a white knight to save the company.
But Apple doesn't do things like that unless Apple really thinks that this is, you know, Apple doesn't owe them anything.
Still a head scratcher to me.
Well, yeah.
Now it's not even a financial sensible.
I don't know if I have my headphones with me.
Do you have Beats? Do you use Beats?
No, I don't.
Use those weird orange ones you reviewed on Before You Buy, right?
Well, those are red. They're around here somewhere. They're not really those. I don't know.
I was wrong about Beats. I thought this couldn't be true. Mm. I could very well be wrong about Thunderbolt headphones. I just think it's a bad. I don't get it. It's a bad idea.
It's strange. It's
and
just
how are you going to power? How are you going to charge your iPad? You
that's can't, what I said.
Are you
going to
have
a
port
place.
In your head so that you plug it into the headphones?
You can't
so
just think good thoughts and get your battery back. It doesn't work like that. Lightning. Yeah, the Lightning thing has been a source of confusion for me for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what's kind of weird?
What?
The idea. There's a TechCrunch article I read this morning. That Secret, the anonymous app where you say things about people.
Yeah. It's on Android now, by the way, so now I can see what you're thinking all the time.
I never post a secret, though.
Oh, I know you posted that one.
I didn't. I've never posted. I think I posted once just to see, like.
I posted once, too.
If anyone would call me out, and they did.
The idea of Secret is that's different from, say, Whisper, is that on that app, it's your contact list. So if it says a friend posted this, you know it's somebody in your contact list. But that doesn't narrow it down very much unless you have very few friends. You actually got caught?
Well, I said something that was... It had to be you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said something like...
All the people at Twitter leaving except me, something like that, right?
I said something like, I binge on Indian food at 2 a.m.
Well,
and like one of my friends
you.
Was like, that's totally you.
Plain.
And I'm like, well, because I wanted to be called out. I just wanted, like, right. Who's on this? But no, I don't. I have to... The best secrets are the ones you don't even want to post anonymously. You just keep it in the vault. Titan.
I have to say, whenever it says friend, and I go, who could...
Is it Sarah?
Who could that be? I almost always assume it's you.
It's never me.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
And I don't actually use the app because, I've mentioned before, I've read too many things about people where I'm like, this is just gossipy and weird. Well, it's about to get more gossipier.
More gossipy and weirder?
Yeah. Because they are expanding it. So the way that Secret works as an app for iOS, makes me crazy, is that it pulls from your contact list. So yeah, if somebody is your friend, meaning that they're in your phone book, it will show up, the secret will show up as something that a friend said. But it's not necessarily a friend. It's somebody that you've had a conversation with.
Somebody
in your contact list, right?
And then there's friend of friend.
Yeah.
And then if something gets a lot of favorites... It can be in your feed as well, and it'll say what city it's from. But
for example, this is something that a friend, somebody that I know, Facebook coming out with an ephemeral messaging app. So we were just talking about that slingshot is not breaking news in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's a cranky person.
Also, like, what's a secret about that? So
right.
I go remove. Oh, oh, sex hangover.
Yeah, that's right. Now that's you, right?
No. No.
Oh, you favorited it.
Well, here we are. This is why the app is so dumb, though. One tip about Secret. Like, this is just juvenile.
Don't do it on camera.
Sure.
Okay, just saying.
But again, we still don't know who said that, so I'm not
we don't know.
Anybody.
And you favorited it, which is nice.
And it was a friend of a friend, so it's possibly somebody that I've never even met.
It probably is somebody you never met.
Right.
Because they're not in your address book.
Or just not very close with.
Right.
Here's what Secret wants to do.
What?
They want to expand to a new feature. Well, they are. This is happening. Called Secret Dens. That focuses on sharing for your place of work or the school you go to.
Oh, no.
Which is like, this is the problem with these apps anyways, that they can kind of come across as like bullying.
They often do.
And intimidation.
They often do.
You know, having this, and the whole thing was when the app first launched, you know, all the techies were like, ooh, wait till the kids in school get wind of this and this app is just, this is really bad news. Well, now they're specifically saying, hey, this is a place to say terrible things about Julie Smith.
Right.
In your little,
it's made for bullying.
Brookhaven Middle School.
It's made for bullying.
Den.
Terrible idea.
I think it's
so depressed.
I mean, this is so trashy.
Yeah.
You know? What's wrong with you, Secret?
There's a Secret backlash going on. I think a lot of people are a little miffed at Secret. It's done very well.
I think that, and that's exactly why they're like, how about we go after the people who will really take this to the next level? Because the tech people are like, I mean, there's only many things that we can all say about each other.
And that's the big problem with Secret now, at least. Well, maybe it's because you and I have mostly tech people in our address book. But it seems to be all Silicon Valley and Valley and New York.
They want to talk about venture capital money. And it's like, there's nothing fun and.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I want sex.
Right.
Let's admit it.
You can get that from my friends of friends.
Apparently. Wow.
Sex hangover. What's the next one?
I don't even know what that means. People walk slowly in front of me, piff me off.
I want to kick them in the hee-haw.
Go, mule, go. That is not anybody you know. It's just labeled South of Market. So it's not somebody you know. It's just something that got favorited a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's appropriate. That's a good secret. That's kind of the secret thoughts we all have in the back of our minds.
Is it a secret we don't want to admit to. I think that's a vent. That's a vent.
Secrets are often vents.
But like you're not even, I feel like people don't know the difference.
Well, what should Secret be? Like, I have a big fat crush on my co-host on the show I do, but I don't dare tell her, that kind of thing?
That would be a secret.
Yeah,
if you haven't told her.
Right.
Would be a step. Mm-hmm. So, that secret. You know, that... Camping. that would be the sort of thing that you might say to this person. You know, maybe you ought to groom yourself a little bit more nicely.
Well, that's the...
And then the co-host would just like you, and, you know, it would all work out for you.
I've been trying... Well, anyway. Do you mind? I'm just going to shave for a little bit here.
I don't mind at all.
I just feel that maybe if I were a little bit better...
In this whole studio, it turns out Leo has a shaving kit.
And I can just
right next to us.
Put this on right here. And
that's nice.
Shave a little bit. You know, thank goodness Harry's
shaving
delivers. And apparently they knew ahead of time. So you know about Harry's?
I do.
This, by the way, this shave cream smells so good.
It's good enough to eat. I don't shave my face, but I shave my legs.
Oh, yeah, no, I always think of Harry's as more of a guy thing. But I guess
it's called Harry's.
It's for
anybody who likes to shave.
Man, I didn't even use any water, and this is the smoothest shave I've ever had. I got to tell you. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Smooth like a baby's bottom.
You're even going upside down. Isn't that tough?
You're not supposed to go against the grain, you know?
Yeah, well, that's...
But I've always done that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You just kind of, you know, I think I
was neglected as a child. My father never really taught me to shave. I had to just learn like an animal in the wild, like a wild child, like raised by wolves. And that's why I go like that.
But it works for you.
It would, I guess. So here's the deal. This is, by the way, the Truman kit. And the whole idea, Harry's was founded, one of the founders was one of the guys who did Warby Parker.
Yeah.
Same idea. You know, he noticed that there was an industry that was dominated by monopolistic companies who artificially inflated the value of the eyeglasses, the razors, the blades. I mean, have you been, it's so expensive to buy razor blades now, the brand names. They lock them up at the drugstore.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Well,
it's gold.
Yeah, I know. And in my neighborhood, there's a lot of theft.
Blade theft is a problem?
Yes. They don't lock them up for no reason. They lock them up because they keep walking off.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because I've got a lot of shady characters.
$8 a blade or $4 a blade. It's ridiculous. So
it's so dumb.
There is a better way, and it's called Harry's. And I really highly recommend you check it out. Harry's.com. By the way, Sue the writer, I know she's watching right now. She said, Leo, you say it like it's Harry, like H-A-I-R-Y, but it's Harry. Harry.
Well, that's if you live
Harry
on the other coast.
Harry.
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 I don't say Harry.
Harry.
But that's, you know. You just,
like Mary.
Whatever you want.
You don't say Mary.
Mary.
You say Mary.
Mary.
I say Mary.
I say it all like there's an E in there. Harry.
So this is the Truman kit. There's also the Winston kit. You can get it engraved. Beautiful razor, beautiful blades. You can get the blades delivered to you every month. And, man, the shave cream will give you, I'm not kidding, the best shave you've ever had. This is Harry's, and I want you to go to harrys.com right now. You'll save $5 off your first order when you use the offer code iPadToday. The Winston set engraved, you could get your honey's name on it. This is a great gift. You know, if you're getting married, it would be a great gift for the groomsmen. Wouldn't it be a great gift for the groomsmen if you have Father's Day's coming up, right? Look, they have the father and son shave kit. Isn't that cute? That's something new at Harry's.
I love that.
$30, you get the Winston and the Truman. Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, a little kid wants to be part of. You said, you know, you never did that with
I get
dad.
It. The kid doesn't have a real blade in it. So
no, he's not going to, like,
that's so cute.
Slice his face up.
That's so cute.
It's just
cute.
A fun thing.
Well,
what
a nice thing about Harry's
kid.
Blades. These are made by their own factory in Germany. And the blades are incredible. They're just wonderful. I love Harry. If you've ever heard Steve Gibson go on and on and on about how much he loves Harry's, you will love it, too. $5 off your first order. iPad today is the offer code. And Helen's cute. Perfect
cute
for Father's Day. Harry's.com.
So Chet has a question.
Yeah.
He says, how do we get Apple to develop Time Machine for iOS? He says, I purchased 3 terabyte time capsule, but it irritates me that I have to back up my family's multiple iPhones and iPads using iTunes. I could use iCloud, but then I'd have to pay for more storage. The time capsule is almost empty, over 2/3 empty now. It's got 3 terabytes.
That's a really good point.
I thought so, too. He says Time Machine works fine on the Mac, so what's the deal? And I don't have a good answer. I don't know I've never really thought about it.
The truth is, the only way to back up. There's two ways to back up any iOS device. One, as he said, is to hook it up to your computer and have iTunes back it up.
Mm-hmm.
The other is to turn on iCloud backup, which is slow and costly.
Right.
And especially if you have more than one device. You know, you get 5 gigabytes for free. That may be enough for one device, but if you have an iPhone and an iPad, forget it.
Right.
That's a great question. They do not do it. They do not allow it. It doesn't seem to me that it'd be a difficult thing to allow. Come on, Apple.
I guess if I had to guess, I would say
they make money.
Yeah, they would love to transition everybody over to some iCloud thing, no matter where your data is coming from, the Mac OS or iOS.
To be fair, iCloud and the new iCloud drive are not very expensive. You get 5 gigs free, and it's going to be $1.99 for, I think, a month for an additional, 100 gigs or 10 gigs? It's fairly inexpensive.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, there's no technical, in my mind, there's no technical reason they couldn't, hey, you want to support Time Machine, you can still make money off of this, Apple, although what I'd love is that they'd support Wi-Fi backup to any device. That is a flaw. That is a flaw.
Got another question from Victor. He's coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, and he says, last week we were talking about the idea of multiple contacts and trying to figure out how to get your contact list that's less out of control. In fact, that's why we were talking about the Secret app. He says, well, Leo kind of misunderstood you at first, and he almost answered a different question that I have.
Oh.
That was, how do you delete multiple tracks in iTunes? Now, did you think that that's what I asked you?
No, because this is iPad today. Multiple tracks in iTunes is easy. You shift-click or you command-click. If you're on a Mac, probably control-click on a PC. You just select what you want, and then you hit delete.
But is that like a common issue, multiple tracks of the same stuff?
Well, okay, yeah. Here's an example.
Okay.
And this will be solved, by the way, in iOS 8 because we're going to have family accounts. Actually, it might come sooner. I think that they were going to turn those on before iOS 8 comes out.
Oh, that would be nice.
So that would mean that we could all use the same credit card to buy songs, but my son, my daughter, and I would have different iTunes accounts. That would save me a lot because I wanted to pay for, when my kids were younger, I wanted to pay for their music, so mm-hmm. I let them use my iTunes account.
Yeah.
So I have a fairly vast and certainly eclectic collection of hip-hop music in my iCloud. And that means it's also on my iTunes. So every once in a while, I would like to go through my desktop computer, because I use iTunes Match, so it all, you know, I guess at one point I said, okay, download everything I own. Now I want to get all the hip-hop out. So it's easy enough. All you have to do is select the genre, you know, tab at the top, have all the hip-hop go to the top, click the first item, go down to the last, hold down the shift key, click that. Now all of the hip-hop songs are selected, hit the delete key, and they're all gone. And it'll ask you, do you want to move these to the trash or just take them out of the library? If you want to get them off your hard drive entirely, say move it to the trash. It will then ask you if you use iTunes Match, do you also want me to delete this from iTunes Match? My suggestion is not to do that because unless you're running out of, I don't know what the limit is on iTunes Match, but if you're running up against the limit, maybe. Why get rid of that song from iTunes Match? That means you won't be able to download it ever again. Yes, you can do that easily in iTunes. I don't know if you can do it in the iTunes on the desktop. Is he asking iTunes on the...
Well, I assume that he meant that because, you know,
I don't think you can do it on iTunes in the...
Well, let's take a look.
Music app, let's see.
I have so little music on my iPad, it's sort of sad, actually.
Is not your personal iPad. This is your work iPad.
But they're the same one.
Oh. Let's see. Let's go to songs. I have some songs.
All right.
Actually, no. See, these are all these are all in the cloud because I have Match. So what I'd like to see is songs on my device, which I can't. Okay, I can do that. So, it doesn't look like. Doesn't look like I can select that.
What if you like swipe right or left or something? Would you get it? Yeah, there you go.
But that's one by one.
Well.
He wants to do like you do on the desktop, where you select the range.
iOS is not good for stuff like that.
Not good for stuff.
Batch
like that.
Editing
that
in general is not.
Yeah, do that in iTunes.
Yeah, that's not the strong suit.
In fact, it doesn't look like this kind of. Doesn't look like it can say sort, for instance, by. You have to do that down here, and I can't. Oops, sorry about that. I can't. sort by iCloud status, you know, like whether it's on the device or not. So, yeah, that's kind of a limitation. You see all the fabulous hip-hop I have on here?
Some of it I bet I like very much. Yep,
that you like the rap of music.
I love the rap of music.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I don't know. The older I get, the more I want to pretend I'm young and hip.
Some of it I like.
Some of it is a lot of fun.
Some of it, I like Jay-Z. Tyler, the Creator, I could really do without.
Yeah, I'm not listening to a lot of Tyler,
Lil
the
Wayne.
Creator.
No. I don't understand the appeal. I know he's a great freestyler, but his voice is a little irritating.
He's kind of, goes a little,
He can freestyle like nobody's
business. He's got some issues. You know,
he's angry.
Well, there's more to it than that. I think he should just have some naps. Just do a little resting.
Now, somebody's mentioning,
have to go so crazy all the time.
That you do have the capability in the settings to go and look at your iTunes music under usage. But I think that's all of it. You can delete all of it, right? You can't just select individual songs. So I think that, as far as I know, there's no way to say, yeah, I want all the hip-hop gone.
Well, Victor, hopefully that at least answered the question that you were getting at. It might not be the answer that you want,
it's over-answered.
You can delete things.
We've answered it more than once.
Yeah, we've
gone. In every facet.
Right.
Basically, hook it up to your computer and do it in the computer.
Yeah, it's just the better way to batch edit, things like that. Quickly, before we get to our app caps, we've got a voicemail from Carla, who's interested in some blogging options.
Hey, Carla.
Hi, Sarah and Leo. My question is about blogging on the iPad. I have just decided to start BlogFunnels, and the WordPress app leaves much to be desired. So I was wondering if you guys had any tips or recommendations for that. Thanks, bye. I'm Kava, by the way.
Hi, Carla.
I think she said Carla.
Now, if you want to stick with WordPress, you're kind of stuck with the WordPress app.
Her question was, I want to blog. I think the WordPress app is not ideal.
Right.
Now what do I do?
One of the reasons we recommend Squarespace so much is they have a fabulous app for the iPad.
They really do.
That lets you post, blog to your site. And it couldn't be more beautiful and easier to use. I use, on the desktop, I use Mars Edit, which is a blogging tool that I love. That is, because most blogs, the way you're expected to post is you log into the blog through the website,
mm-hmm.
and you do it through a browser. And I agree, sometimes it's nice to have a standalone application. So, but that's on the Mac. On the iPad, I don't know if there is one. This is the one. That I haven't used, but Andy Inako recommends that does work with WordPress and Blogger. It's called Blogzy. It's $5. I wish I should buy it and just try it. But it does seem like it does a lot of the things that you would want to do. Gizmodo said it's the best blogging tool you'll find on the iPad. And as I said, Andy Inako recommends it. So the only reason I hesitate is I haven't used it, so I can't.
We have shown off Blogzy in the past on the show,
okay.
Not recently.
It looks a little funky, to be honest.
It's not my favorite design. It kind of looks like some old version of Microsoft Word.
Right.
However, it is really feature-rich.
I also don't like this posted with Blogzy. If it puts that in the post, that's really sucky.
I think you could probably strip that out.
Maybe
in the settings.
You can. Yeah.
One would say.
Reviews, well, there's none for the current version, but previous versions. If you blog, you need this app, the quintessential app for bloggers. There's a couple of two-star, five-star ratings there. Blogzy, Blogsy. It is $5. I see a couple of others, Press Sync and Press Sync Pro. Now, this is free, so this lets you, it says, manage your WordPress blog, and obviously you can post. So that at least you could try the free version of Press Sync.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pressing the done button on there. That's actually not the button I want to press. I want to press that done button. And it is $4.99 if you buy the pro version. So there's at least two you can try, Blogzy and Press Sync.
And Carla, there's, it might just be, you don't mention why you don't like the WordPress app. But if it's just a matter of you don't like the interface to type something that maybe is a little bit longer form, then you have so many options just for writing apps. And then you can
that's a good idea.
Export
it in
at the very end to wherever you, you know, whatever blog engine you've gone with. Most of the bulk of your work never has to happen there. We used to use WordPress when I worked at Current TV for, you know, stuff that we'd post online. And I hated it.
Right.
I did not like using their interface.
Right.
So I would do everything I could do and then bring it in at the very end. You know, I did all my hyperlinks outside in just a word processing app. And that works a lot better. And I was angry less. So Drafts is a place that I do a lot of my writing. That's a great little app. But, again, you've got so many options there. So, yeah, kind of consider that, too, because if it's just being happy while writing, then don't stay in WordPress.
Here's one that's fairly new, and I also have not tried it, but, $5, Blogpad Pro for WordPress. And it looks a little bit more modern. Certainly looks very powerful. Has built-in spell check. Allows you to import media. Gets blog stats in there. This looks a little bit, it's not as beautiful as the Squarespace blog app, but it looks like it has many of the capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be another one to check out.
That is a mess.
Well, yeah.
I don't like the look of that at all.
The UI is terrible.
But it might be, you know, someone else might say, no, I like it because I see what all my options are right front and center.
Right.
So it's, you know, you again, your options are
pretty good reviews on this one. So that's another one to look at. Blogpad, again, I haven't tried any of these. And you know, it's funny, I don't have a WordPress.com blog, but I do have a hosted, I host my own WordPress blog. Mm-hmm. I should try all of these. Maybe I'll do that and I'll give you a report back on the ones I like the
best. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
What do you think of right now doing a little bit of a
app cap
situation?
I'm getting ready.
Well, you know, I haven't had this hat in a while. It's one of the best. I'm like the Mad Hatter.
That was made by a viewer. And I haven't worn this hat in a while.
You know,
some of your dreads are starting to fall.
Yeah.
Just put them back in here.
That's the beauty of dreads. You know, they go anywhere.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's time to talk
AppCap awards.
Naughty dread.
Because AppCaps are necessary. When you've got an app that you say, this is awesome, and the world needs to know about it, it just carries so much more weight when you're wearing
a funny hat. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
An AppCap, if you will. So I will go ahead and start. We were mentioning news apps earlier in the show, and you even mentioned the crossword for the New York Times. And turns out the New York Times has its own crossword
app. I'm a big fan of the crossword puzzle.
I am too.
I like to keep the brain cells going.
And I actually think, you know, in general, the New York Times crossword is pretty hard. Yeah,
Do you know how it works?
Not really.
Monday's the easiest day, and it gets progressively harder through Saturday. Never do the Saturday puzzle unless you really are a pro.
What about tricky Thursdays?
Yeah, Thursday's not good either.
You know, there you go.
And then, but the Sunday puzzle is kind of medium. I don't think it's one of the harder puzzles. So Monday, any idiot.
Maybe I'm just not that great at crossword puzzles.
Try Mondays.
I also feel like crosswords, it's a little bit like Sudoku, where the more you do crossword puzzles, the more you start seeing the same hints. And you do get better over time.
Oh, it's totally like that.
You know, it's if
you get in the mindset of the crossword puzzle.
So if you sit down and say, this is crazy, I don't know how to do any of this
stuff.
You get better over time.
Now, these are not free, though.
No, and as you can see, this is from 2007, because what they want you to do is have a subscription to the New York Times.
Often, you can get the older ones for less or free.
That's exactly what we're getting
here. Yeah, this one is free.
Yes.
Do you really care if a crossword's 7 years old?
Not really. I mean, I guess there's some, you know, maybe there would be like a timeliness news category that you'd be like, 2007, what was happening?
Senator from Illinois.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But they hold up pretty well over time. So this is something that you can just have a little fun with.
I love crosswords. You like them, but you're not good at them? Is that the issue? Or you said you liked them, though, right?
I just think that, well, you mentioned, the Sunday crossword isn't that hard, and it's like I've pored over the Sunday crossword in the New York Times and not gotten very far.
I rarely finish it because it's so big, but my mom is a whiz, so we like to do them together.
Is there? Yeah. Do you know where? What the name of the lake in Toledo? I don't know if they mean Ohio or Spain.
It's Erie, E-R-I-E, and then the source of pumice is lava.
Okay, so we go 18, E-R-I-E. So it's nice and easy.
Does it fit?
Input? Yeah, it fits. Now, of course, I still don't know if I got it right because that's not the way crosswords work.
Right.
But there are a variety of, you know, there's hints if you need hints. Again, we were talking about how nice it is to have something like this on the iPad. Yeah, I never have to worry about carrying a pen around with me. It's easy to change once, you know, right. Have, it's like there's this, you know, sort of like crossword etiquette thing where it's like if you use a pencil, you're like not confident enough. But if you use a pen and you get something wrong and you have to do like, you have to, it just gets messy. So the iPad is the perfect place for something like this.
Now, the app itself is free and you get some free crosswords.
You get some free. It's a limited amount.
I'll tell you what, you can get crosswords from a lot of sources. And the reason I think this is the one to get is because the New York Times crosswords are consistent. They're intelligent. They don't, sometimes crossword puzzles, they have bad clues and bad answers and they're very gimmicky.
Mm-hmm.
Times tends not to be gimmicky and they're very good. I have tried other crossword puzzle apps and been a little bit, in fact, mostly what I do, and I know it's hard to take advice from somebody who's wearing a hat like this, but mostly what I do is even on the third party apps is I'll only install the New York Times ones because those are the greatest crossword puzzles, I think.
Yeah.
Might as well get it from the New York Times.
If for some reason you have a New York Times subscription, that will get you all the access to all the crosswords that you need.
Oh, yeah. I'm downloading.
No, New York Times isn't going to be like, screw you, pay me more.
Because they have in the past.
Well, it's not insignificant to have a New York Times subscription.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, yes, you can log in with that subscription and you're good to go.
Oh, awesome.
But you also have a cheaper option. If you're like, I'll never read that newspaper, but I really like the crosswords, you can buy either an individual or a pack. Yeah, I don't know, you're going on a road trip or you're going to be on a plane or something and you want something to do. I find that a crossword, again, because it's time-consuming, I mean, it can really get you through, you know, waiting at the DMV or whatever it is you're doing. It's fun, uses some good brain power, it's a lovely little app. And, of course, the app is free, but there are in-app purchases. You're not going to get too far with the free version, but you can certainly get a handful of crossword puzzles to get you started.
And apparently, in the most recent update, they removed access to the full archive. But according to the New York Times, that's going to be coming back in the next couple of weeks. So if you go there and you say, where's the full archive?
Oh.
That's not there right now.
Okay.
Just something to be aware of.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to go to medieval times?
Absolutely.
Get your giant turkey leg ready because we're about to joust.
Okay.
This is a game from Game Loft Montreal. Just came out. It is called Rival Knights. And it's a simple game. The nice thing is this is free. I imagine that there are in-app purchases down the road that make this less than free. But it's fun. So, and I think the graphics are quite good. So you're playing as a knight. You're going to the jousts. And, you know, look, it's free, okay? So they don't have actual voice actors. They just have somebody talking. Let's call me Sir Leo. Yes. Sir Leo L. All right. I guess I'm playing a whole new game now. Very good. Welcome to League of the Rose. Now, watch. I'll show you how gameplay works on this. This is my second battle here. And it's me versus Knight Flodard. Knight Flodard is in the red. I am in the green. Shall we play? There's a couple of things you have to do. You're going to get your horse to go fast. Go. And you're going to get it go fast at the right time. And you're going to keep it in the green. And then soon your lance will appear. And you want to aim your lance right at that little target. There! And I knocked him off his horse. Take that, Sir Flaudawad.
You mentioned that you were going to go to the
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times.
This, on Thursday,
and
I think.
This seems like the sort of thing that gets you in the mood.
I'm preparing.
Yeah.
I am ready to joust.
Yeah.
I hope that now it's Earl Rat Dude. So let's see how I do against Earl Rat Dude. it's simple, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of the game I think a lot of people would like to play.
Yeah.
Just for a quick, just little, it's actually surprisingly hard. Oh, I'm too late. Let's get faster. Faster.
You better
faster,
speed up. You gotta faster, joust, man.
Faster. Faster. And now aim at this stupid Sir Flatard. Bam! Boom!
God. Jousting is a tough business.
Now, I hear that the mountain, Sir Klingor Clegane, is
That's
coming
That's what
up.
I was thinking
yeah.
of. The mountain.
The mountain.
Yeah.
He was a big guy.
Large dude. Do you see that Instagram photo of the two of them? The actors are friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I could pull it up.
That sounds like that would be fun.
I'll show you.
Let's go see that now.
I'll show you.
Do you got a red stripe for me?
Anyway, that's my pick of the week. Rival Knights. I am very excited about the World Cup. We have mentioned a couple of World Cup apps. So everybody should download those, install them.
Here's the photo.
Let me see.
It's the two actors together. And they're really, you know, there's this very small man and a very large man. But they're friends.
Aww.
They're hanging out on
set. That's sweet. After he squeezed his brains out, did he still friends?
I don't think you should say things like that.
I didn't say who.
The caption is...
Look how big he is.
The caption is, buds. He's Icelandic, I believe.
Is he?
I think so. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
But is it Sandor?
The mountain? Big person.
What? It's Clegane, right?
Very, very
Gregor? Big. Gregor is the brother, and then the Hound is Sandor and Gregor? Because the Hound's his brother. Yeah. The Mountain and the Hound. That sounds like a... There we go. Look at him. Oh, he's a weightlifter. He's lifting tires.
It's 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds of tires.
He's just very...
That's a lot of weight, 1,000 pounds.
He's very large.
Can he lift... That's half a ton.
When I watch things like this, I'm worried that I'm watching a hernia... be made.
I'm ready to happen.
It just,
look at that.
It's upsetting
my God.
To me.
He is a... No, he's not going to jerk it, is he? No, all right. He could just lift it a little bit. Yeah.
That's all you get. It's still alive.
Sandor is the Hound. Ah. Gregor is the Mountain.
Oh. Hey, speaking of hounds, I think that does it for this edition of iPad Today.
Tis over. It's a sad thing,
parting
lady.
Is such lady sweet Sarah. Sorrow.
Oh. We'll see you next time on iPad Today.
Oh.